minutes past 2 o'clock. Alice, what have you found out?
We've found out about why clothes look darker when they're wet.
All right, but don't
I
tell
say
me,
we.
Tell me after. Somebody rang him, don't they?
In a manner of speaking, yes. We rang them.
A Phoenicia's dad, who runs the British Air Force.
No!
Has come up with the answer. Oh, yeah, she rang him.
Wasn't he responsible to cover up at Rosewall or something like that?
He was circling the planet in a Nimrod when he got these answers.
Nonsense.
I'm deadly serious.
Cool!
They had to radio up to a Nimrod where he's circling over the country doing some kind of spying.
And he picked the show up.
No, she rung this place, he wasn't there, they've radioed him in the air.
I'll pick it up in the Nimrod, as I say, the fellow who runs the hot dog store at the corner of Oxford Street can't pick us up, and then pick it up in Nimrods, flying over Russia. What did he say?
What he actually said was, when clothes are wet, there's a very, very thin film of water over the clothes, which stops the light
That's the wetness.
Yeah, that's the wetness, but it also acts as a buffer, it stops light being reflected. And in fact, the light is absorbed.
Whoa, slow down, egghead. What? Really?
The light is actually, the correct word scientifically is light becomes attenuated, so the clothing becomes translucent or darker rather than
actually... That's pretty cool. Okay, now get on to Jack, I'm flying planes and know everything, and ask him why you never see partially grey hair. They just spring up fully formed. Oh, there's grey hair. You never see half a grey hair, do you? Don't see it turning, right? There it is, full grey hair. They spring up in your sleep and overnight, fully white. It turns your hair.
And is that ever caused by worry? Because people can't...
No, you can't actually have your hair turn white by worry. I know that. And given that human beings basically are just big chunks of raw meat walking around, why don't we rot? Go on. Why don't we rot? Yeah, see? Get onto your Nimrod friend now. I found my swanny, as Danny put it, a swanny. And what is one of the great effects you can do with a swanny then? Remember the other week, one of our great sound effects. Yes, what is it, Dr. H? What is it?
You can tilt your hat till your hat's blown off.
No, not your hat, a wig.
A wig
blowing in the wind. Ladies and gentlemen,
belatedly, we don't rot because we're constantly replenishing the cells in our body. So isn't it over every 9 years?
Well, where do those other cells go?
Well, because every nine, the Danny Baker that existed 9 years ago...
Some people don't get rid of their cells, like Virgin Radio breakfast DJs retain every cell and wear them proudly. Yeah, go on.
The Danny Baker, the cells of the Danny Baker creature that existed 9 years ago is a completely different person.
So here we go. The only thing that we've got one of these whistles, which a lot of people use for wacky effect. We don't. It's one of these. But the only thing they're really good for is if a film ever has somebody walking down the road with a loosely affixed toupee. You see, I'm there. I've got my swanny, and at the appropriate time of the film, the wind will blow up. Hang on, let's get a thing ready. The dramatic impact would be better if... that'll do. Okay, so they're walking down the road. They're walking down the road, and they're cowed, and they raise their hat to someone. At that very moment, a gust of wind gets underneath, betwixt top of head and toupee, and it goes...